Thanks for doing that, Dave. This is KFA-EDQ. I am over in Saginaw Township at one of my friend's house at a pool party currently. We had a cookout. There are burgers, there are brats, there's chicken breasts, there's potato salad, and maybe about 10 people to try and eat it all. This last week was just a regular work week for me. Working Monday through Friday and trying to take care of my dogs, and then during the weekend. Yesterday I went to the animal shelter and walked some dogs in the morning, did the same thing this morning, and I'm happy to announce we have some new volunteers that are coming in to help us take care of all these animals, so I'm happy about that. I guess I'll come up with a question, if that's okay. I guess, do you prefer a hot tub or a pool? If you were to put one in your house, which one would you choose? This is KFA-EDQ, back to net.
Well, Mike, I can answer that one real quick. I had a pool for about 14 years, and it's now backyard with grass. And the hot tub thing, I don't know. That'd be a good fall and winter thing, I guess. That's the way I look at it. Next up, KD8-PAZ. Minnie, good evening.
Well, good evening, KD8-PCQ. This is KD8-PAZ. I'll say good evening to the rest of the guys on here. Got a good group in here. It's small, but that's okay. Enjoyed the meeting Friday night. I did make it out for that, and then breakfast Saturday morning. So today I haven't done nothing. Well, I put up beef roast and potatoes and carrots in my slow cooker, and that's what I had for my dinner. This is KD8-PAZ, back to KD8-PCQ.
Well, that beef roast and veggies sounds good, Minnie. They always are nice and tender. NHKPR, Bob, good evening.
Well, good evening, everyone. Just got back from Lupton, my place up in Lupton. Spent Friday, Saturday, and most today up there. And on the way home, we left a little later, so we ended up having dinner at the Turkey Roost on 13 there. Get the senior plate. I don't need that much food. But, we don't stop in here often, but it's good when we do. And I personally had a in-ground pool, a 20 by 40 foot in-ground pool, and I had that for over about 30 years, me personally. But the pool would have been 50 years old next year, and I had it for 30. At least 30 of those years, 31, maybe 32 years of those years. And I also had a hot tub and the pool at the same time. Well, I still have the hot tub. I don't have the pool anymore because the pump went out, the motor for the pump went out, the heat exchanger on the heater went out where it was leaking. The liner had a rip in it. The copine was coming up all around the edges. The cement was cracked. And I said, well, let me see what an estimate would be. Well, the estimate was $37,000 to fix everything, you know, to get it back in shape. And I'm like, nah, I don't think so. We're just going to fill it in. So I had everything tore out, and it filled in. So now I just got a hot tub. I'm just didn't feel like investing that kind of money, and it wasn't going to add anything for resale, so... But that's about it for this round. Back to net, NAKPR.
Well, that's kind of what happened to us, Bob. It just got expensive to repair and even more expensive to tear it out and replace it. So it's a one, unfortunately. Are there any further check-ins for the Sunday Night Mid-Michigan Net? If so, please come with your contact and your name.